Hey y'all, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. This episode I want to talk about, does your teen need to go to college? This is a real one. I've had discussions with my kids when they were super young about college and my experience and what I think and what I believe. I'm not telling them what they can or can't do. I'm not telling them they cannot go. I'm not telling them they need to go. I'm leaving that choice for them, but I'm giving them the real on what that experience was for me so they can make a good decision, because our world is changing, okay? So, in quick answer, does your teen need to go to college? I would say no. I went to college for 4 years. 2 years I loved, 2 years I hated. I think I realized that talent alone didn't equal success too late. And I finished college because I'm not a quitter. And my career currently has nothing to do with my degree. Let me repeat it. My career, how I pay my bills, how I take care of my children, how I save for retirement, how I have a 401k has nothing to do with my degree. I am currently 96K without the interest in debt. So adding the interest on there, I'm over 100K in debt from going to college for 4 years because I took out federal loans because my parents didn't have it, didn't save, so I had to do that. I had to use financial aid. I took out federal loans and private loans to be able to finish those 4 years. And savings that I have is not even half of that, okay? My salary is not even coming 75% of what my debt is, okay? A lot of times in my mind, I tell myself I can't get married having this debt because I don't want this debt to become my husband's debt, which is so messed up. And that's how much a young person's choice can have an effect on their life. I am 37 years old and I haven't halfway deleted my debt. I would feel so much better knowing I don't owe someone over 100K in loan money from going to school 4 years ago. And my career now has nothing to do with what I went to school for. The economy direction of need doesn't include what my major was, okay? My major isn't in demand now, and do people have careers in my major? Yes, but in a way of having family money, are they successful? In a way of having angel lenders to start up, they're successful. But the career that I wanted from my major is very selfish. It's not a career that allows me to be one-on-one with my children. And so I had to choose. Do I want to be involved in my children's lives? Do I even want to have children? Do I want to leave room for me to pursue and have a family? Or do I want to say, no, my life is my career and chase this career until my 40s and then maybe I get to where I want to be. But what is my life? You know what I'm saying? So I got to a point in my 20s where I had to make a decision of what I wanted to chase in life, or do I want to have life experiences, or do I just want my life to be my career? And a lot of people pick making their life their career and they have no real substantial relationships. They have no time to have children. They have no time to be around family. They're always chasing this lifestyle. And I got to a point where I was like, me chasing a lifestyle that is selfish wasn't worth it. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to a point where I'm just like, okay, let me just get a job so I can make a living, so I can take care of my family. And that's what I did. But I have a lot of debt. I don't want my kids to have a lot of debt. I don't want my kids to go through their 20s, their 30s, their 40s with this debt that they owe, that they don't know how they're going to pay over their head while they're trying to adult. And that's what it is for me. I'm trying to adult. I'm trying to imagine myself having ownership and having a business and being able to do things for my kids, knowing, Hey, Shan, you owe someone over 100K in student loan debt. Have you paid them yet? I don't have it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want my kids to have to deal with that. I don't want my husband to have to deal with that. And as a mother, if my kids aren't into tech, being surgeons, scholars, I can't even say engineers, because engineering is getting more AI as the days go by, you know what I'm saying? So even that's going to be taken over by technology. So let's not do college if that's not what you're going to college for. Get life experience. Get hands-on life experience. Learn an on-demand service trade. They make more money than me. They have more options than I have. They can go on vacation when they want to, especially if they own their own business. They can live anywhere, because being a plumber will always be in demand. Being a mechanic will always be in a demand. Airplane mechanics make way more than most people, and they go to school to learn that trade way less years. So you just have to figure out what type of life you want for yourself and what type of options you want. I think at the time, I just thought college equals automatic success. My mom thought a child of hers going to college and completing it equals she's going to be great in life. Not exactly. You know what I'm saying? Not exactly the financial greatness that she was thinking, but at that time, that's what that generation thought. I just want my kids, who will be newly adulting, not in a financial hole. And I feel like I wasn't able to step into my 20s without having this burden that you have 6 months to pay these people back. The reality is, no freshly new 20-year-old can graduate and successfully pay all of their student loan debt back that they had through financial aid, unless you're leaving college and becoming an executive at a company that is booming thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And that's just not a reality. I think my mom's generation thought college equals super definite success, and it does not. In our generation, that's just not true. The work that I do now, I did not need to go to college. But technically, on the application, as a requirement, they said you must have a college degree. Now, my job, I feel like, shouldn't even have college as a requirement on the application. I want my kids to just love themselves, know themselves, enjoy their own careers. I want them to travel and relax. I want them to never feel limited by money, knowledge, or self-worth. College does not mean you will always have the ability to be successful, because honestly, the jobs and careers that most people are going to college for and having this degree and wanting to put these accolades at the end of their name when they go on LinkedIn, they're going to be taken over by an AI machine. So you spending thousands of dollars over 4 years to go to college for this thing that's going to be replaced by a machine, because less companies want to have empathy for human beings and worry about what human beings may need from them. Is it worth it? Okay? College does not mean the ability to definitely be successful. College tells society that you can commit and stick with something long term. That is it. A lot of workplaces just want to see that you can commit and stick with the company long term, and they don't have to worry about you leaving, and you will be a great investment for them to teach you how to do the job for them, where they're paying you under your worth. The only reason why jobs and companies and corporate entities agree to pay you the salary they're paying you is because they feel like, I'm getting over on what you're going to do for me, instead of you getting over on what I'm going to have you do for me.
Okay, that's the only reason why they agreed to pay you what you're being paid. It's not because they feel like ultimately you are worth the money that you're telling me that you want. It's because they feel like out of the days, the months, and the years that they will invest in you in this company, if you show up for these days, for these hours, that's still a better agreement for us in the long run than it is for them. That is it. They want to feel like they're getting over on you as an employee number. So don't get stuck at a quote unquote good job. Okay? Find a career that's interesting to you. Find something that you have the ease of doing. Find something that does not stress you out, but you do not have to go to college in order to be successful. There are so many successful people who did not go to college. There are so many successful people that dropped out of college. There are so many successful people who have a trade that learned hands-on under some of the most creative minds. People have trades way more now and are guapped up money to the ceiling way more now than me. So life is for purpose finding, experiences being had, joy being felt, consistency being given, doing something you enjoy and making life work for you. Not, oh, my friend did this, he has this, let me do that. Not, oh, but my friend over here, she does this, she gets to go here. She has these friends, she has this boyfriend, she has this husband, let me go do that. If it's not something you love, you're going to be miserable. If it's not something you love, you're going to be driving to work annoyed, coming home from work annoyed, sitting in your driveway annoyed, mad that you have the apartment that you have because you don't have the money that you want, mad that you have to settle for the house that you have because you don't have the house that you want, and upset and frustrated because your kids keep asking you for stuff and you cannot afford it. So if you want to learn a trade, learn a trade. Machines can't do everything. And what's so crazy is I think jobs where you have to have empathy and have to critically think outside of a computer or machine are going to be high in demand because so many companies are running away from having to have empathy for their employees that people who know how to facilitate empathy for people are going to be in demand. So just think about that. Think about how can I make sure what I want to do in the long run. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me
add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
It will be needed because if what you want to do in the long run for a career is not a need to society, it will be depleted, deleted. Okay? What I do right now for work is not a need that a human has to do it. It's just a machine hasn't been built to do it yet. So I know eventually where I'm working in insurance will eventually be replaced by AI. So right now I'm in the dilemma of, do I want to get out of my industry and learn something new so I can further my knowledge and have more options economically for myself and my family, because I don't see my space in the insurance business going far compared to how fast AI is moving. And that is the conversation you need to be having with your kids. Is the career or the job you think you want as you get older, especially with your teenagers, just in the car, on the way to school, at the dinner table, just in the house, what career do you want? What do you think you would want to do in society in order to make money? And is it realistic, and can a machine do it? Those are the conversations we need to be having with our kids, because there will be no more, oh, you bag groceries at the grocery store, you could take care of yourself. That's not happening. There will be no more, or you're a manager at a grocery store, you'll be able to take care of yourself and have a great life. That's not happening. There will be no more, oh, you drive Lyft and Uber, that's going to last for a long time. No, it's going to be machines driving around people in cars, and that's going to be non-existing eventually, just like Blockbuster. So we have to be having real fast conversations with our kids about what their adult life may look like as far as work life, and if they do want to go to school, and why do they want to go to school, and how much is really going to cost, because the cost of college keeps going up because the demand is not being met by the people going to college, because lots of people from different cultures are seeing that it's not panning out to make sense or dollars in the end. Okay. So the jobs you see right now, most of them are not going to be here. The jobs that you had as a teenager, I worked in retail as a teenager. My first job was Old Navy. Eventually, that's not really going to be a thing, because I think they're going to be less big box stores for clothing. And most of shopping will be online, because it's just faster, more efficient, less overhead. And a lot of these companies, if they're going to keep going in the path of fast fashion, who wants to be in the line at a store buying a shirt? You know what I'm saying? So we have to think forward for our kids. We have to think, okay, what's something that you can do anywhere, any state, any country, and make money, and it's a skill that you have that you can take with you, whether or not this company wants to keep you here or whether or not they want to fire you. You know you could get hired tomorrow. That's the conversation we need to be having with our kids. And this is how I want to put it in perspective, so people understand, because I don't think the people in Congress want to understand how people are out here struggling to live, how people are out here being the working poor because of the decisions that they've made that they thought were going to pan out. But again, tech has moved faster and further than human beings. Jobs you went to school for 4 years will then turn around and say, okay, we are hiring, this is what we want to pay you. So take this in perspective. A career that you went to school for 4 years will offer a job position and say, we're paying $12 per hour. Be for real. Okay, let me break this down. If you're going to pay me $12 per hour before taxes, that's $480 every 2 weeks, right? before taxes get taken out, that's $960 roundabout per month. Once taxes get taken out, I didn't work for $12 per hour. I worked for less. Okay, $16 per hour paying job. That's about $640 every 2 weeks. In a month, that's about $1,280 before taxes. Once taxes get taken out, once I had to feed myself, once I had to buy my gas, once I had to pay for the train, once I had to pay my utilities, I didn't work for $16 per hour. I worked for less. If you're going to pay me $19 per hour, that's about $760 every 2 weeks. Working 40 hours, okay? 40 hours per week for 2 weeks, my ending result would be $1,520 before taxes. Tell me what apartment you can get right now in the United States for $1,520 per month. We have to be realistic about what we're offering people and why jobs are not being filled. Jobs are not being filled with people and young people because the reality of how they have to live is not practical. The way that companies are willing to pay people who went to college or did not go to college, they would have to be living five people to an apartment, five people to a house to ever make means and ends meet. And the reality is the apartment requirements are getting stricter. If a person was working $12 per hour, $16 per hour, $19 per hour, 40 hours per week and getting paid month to month, where in there do you see them having at least three times the rent in order to get the apartment? Exactly. Exactly. So if you're telling people, hey, maybe y'all should live on a compound and not get an apartment and not have a life of simplicity to be able to work here so we can work you basically for free labor because I can't even afford to take care of myself or have life experiences working at this company, say that. But the reality is the bare minimum that human beings in the United States or even the world should be making should be $25 per hour. The fact that we are still fighting back and forth in Congress for them to raise the minimum wage from $7 and something cents for human beings. But the price of groceries are up. The price of gas is up. The price of you even paying month to month on a vehicle is up. Insurance is up. The fact that apartments and houses is up. The property taxes on houses is up. But the pay is not up? Make it make sense because it definitely don't make dollars. So be real about what it's going to look like when your child is 18 talking about, I think I want to move out. The reality is you probably don't even have the income to move with three of your friends in an apartment or a house. You don't have the income to pay for a lease or loan vehicle and insurance on your own. There are a lot of adult working poor people out here. Okay, I just paid my rent yesterday and now I have to figure out what it's going to look like for me to get to Friday. Okay, that is the reality of how people are living out here. I have to move money around from account to account after I worked 40 plus hours per week for the last 2 weeks. At a job that looks great on paper, at a job that gives me great health benefits, at a job that puts money in my retirement fund, at a job that I drove to every day of this week, drove to in the dark, came home in the dark. That is the reality of how people are living. Okay? So you just have to figure out what you want your life to look like. Do you want to be stressed while you live or do you want to be stress-free and still be able to live a life?
Have the conversation with your kids. I am a parent who does not believe that my children need to go to college. College is a mindset that people think you have to have. You do not have to go to college to have good, real life, critical thinking experiences in life. You just have to have real life experiences with people. All right? Take your kids and travel with your kids. Let them see what it looks like in the west of the world. Let them see what it looks like in the east of the world. Let them see what it looks like in South America. Let them see what it looks like in Canada. Like, people are having other choices, other experiences, and it's going to open their eyes up in their minds, and it's going to let them stop living limited. It's going to let them stop thinking limited. Okay? You can save, but you have to actively save now. There's no more saving and putting your money in a savings account to sit there. You have to make your money work. Okay, so teach your kids how to make their money work for them. Think about maybe having a laundromat. Think about investing in buying appliances and having other people rent them. Think about how you can recoup money that you're spending to make more money, because we cannot duplicate ourselves. Okay? We are people. We have to take care of ourselves, but we also have to be realistic with the decisions that we are making. I am a result of my decisions that I made at a certain point. I am also a result of the knowledge that I did not get at a certain point from certain people who were supposed to guide me. So yeah, those are my thoughts. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. You can find me at shanbpodden.com. And if you would like to email me for any sponsor ideas, or if you want to do an ad that relates to helping parents or children that you would like to place on the show, I am open to it. You can email me at cozywombmama@gmail.com. I appreciate you. If you would like to support this show, you can donate to the show in the link in the show notes, or you can go to the Cozy Womb shop and purchase merch, or you can visit shanbpodden.com and see everything I have on there as far as the books and the other pods, and just support and share. I appreciate you, but we have to be realistic as parents. What are we setting up our kids for? Okay? Peace.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money, like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.